Ain't no elevator to the top. You got to take the stands. The elevator don't go to the top, man. Not in the world of success.
The people in the world become weaker people. It's by capping your brain. It's by putting this kind of garbage in it about not attacking what you're not good at.
Take ownership for your life. Nobody can live your dream for you but you. Nobody's going to take care of your business like you. Stop coming up with excuses. Don't give yourself permission to continue to live a small life. You can't fit a big dream into a small life.
So if you don't put the work in today, if you don't do the unending, back-breaking work of developing yourself into something greater, the world is going to pass you by. The people that are going to own it are going to be the ones that did that work. And the one promise that I can make you right now is that somebody out there is outworking. Somebody right now is doing the things that I'm saying.
Don't avoid small problems that you know are there. Face them, because they'll grow into big problems all by themselves.
But it's also like learning that and having that as a part of your daily life.
You can handle this, you just haven't figured it out yet. It's all right, this is your training period. This is the tuition you have to pay for what you don't know. You can do this, other people have done it, doesn't take an Einstein.
All successful people, in my experience, are people who are living fully engaged. They are fully involved in their lives and in their goals. They don't do things by half measures. They may have no guarantees, but they're not afraid to put their whole hearts into their activities.
See, in the real world, nothing comes easy. You have to put in the effort. You have to put in the blood, the sweat, the tears. If it doesn't hurt a little bit, if it doesn't sting a little bit, if it doesn't make you a little uncomfortable, you probably won't get very much out of it.
Develop yourself, weaponize yourself, teach yourself to be so good at something that is necessary to serve in the area of your dream that now you're never even thinking about your comfort zone.
The minute you start thinking, I don't want to do this, the minute that feeling creeps in, that's the time you're having a test. The minute you feel the ache of, I'd rather do something else, I'd rather do anything else than this, that's the test. The minute you train yourself to say, this is my opportunity, is the minute you go from loser to fucking winner. And this is a skill. This is something you practice.
Unaware and understanding that this thing that we are dealing with right now in our lives is only temporary. It's temporary and it will not last forever. You must realize that you must grow enough tenacity within yourself to press on.
You are amazing and you have limitless potential. So start tapping into it by not sitting on the fence.
Let your work get your opportunity. Let your work get your praise. Let your work open up doors. Let your work get people paying attention. Let your work get the whole world to notice. Stop thinking, stop procrastinating, and you got work.
So you got to make sure that you constantly are rewriting your book. You have to constantly rewrite your book every day of your life. You know, and that, these aren't just words I say. This is how I have to live. Like, these are conversations I have with myself. And I say it everywhere I go. The most important conversation, one you have with yourself.
Yes.
You live with it every single day. But most of our conversations are not the right ones. They're not the ones that are going to push us to the place we need to go. They're the ones that are going to keep us sitting in that toxic environment that you've helped create and everybody else helped create, and you just live in it. You live in that muck, and that conversation just plays in your head. That becomes you. So my first conversation, when I was absolutely nobody, and that's one thing you have to say. We live in a world now that's so kind. We find the kind way around everything. Like, if you don't look good, I have to find a kind way of saying, I don't like your shirt.
Right.
That's not the approach. The approach you have to take, at least I took, you take whatever approach you want. The conversation had to be a real honest conversation in the accountability mirror. Guess what? I was fat. Don't find a kind word to say that, you know what? I've gained some weight. No, you're fat. when I couldn't read. Not like, hey, you know, you've learned this again. No, I cannot read. I'm a fourth grade reading level, I'm struggling. And sometimes I call myself stupid. Not in a way to put myself down. So don't take it like, my God, those are so hurtful. Yeah, they're hurtful, this honest. The conversation has to become an honest conversation of where you're at mentally. Where am I at mentally? I look like sh-. I feel like sh-. I'm falling behind in school. I'm lazy. My house is a mess. You have to look at what it is and call it what it is. Don't find words to make yourself feel better, because that's what, so we hang around people that make us feel better, that tell us what we want to hear, not what we need to hear. And so we stay away from those people. And we stay away from those people, like our internal dialogue becomes that kind, it's okay, it's not okay. So that's where it starts. It starts with that accountability of, it's not okay anymore. This can no longer be okay. And calling yourself out for exactly what you are and exactly how you need to fix it. That's where it starts.
Take action. When you start to walk, talk, dress, and behave like the top people, you soon begin to feel like the top people. You will treat other people like the top people do. You will work the way the top people work. You will start to get the results that the top people get. In no time at all, you will be one of the top people yourself. It may be trite to say, fake it until you make it, but there is a lot of truth to it. Your main job in life is to create the mental equivalent within yourself of what you want to realize and enjoy in your outer world. Your focus must be on creating the beliefs within yourself that are consistent with the great success you want to be in your outer world. You achieve this by challenging your self-limiting beliefs, rejecting them, and then acting as if they did not exist. You reinforce the development of new life enhancing beliefs by increasing your knowledge and skills in your field to the point where you feel equal to any demand or challenge. You accelerate the development of new positive beliefs by setting bigger and more exciting goals in every area. Finally, you act continually as if you were already the person that you desire to be. Your aim is to reprogram your subconscious mind for success by creating the mental equivalent in everything you do or say. Make a decision this very day to challenge and reject any self-limiting beliefs that you might have that could be holding you back. Look into yourself and question the areas of your life where you have doubts about your abilities or talents. You might ask your friends and family members if they see any negative beliefs that you might have. Often, they will be aware of negative self-limiting beliefs you have that you are not aware of yourself. In every case, once you have identified these negative beliefs, ask yourself, what if the opposite were true? What if you had the ability to be extraordinarily successful in an area where you currently doubt yourself? What if you had been programmed from infancy with genius ability in a particular area? What if you had within you right now the ability to earn and keep all the money you could ever want throughout your life? What if you had a golden touch with regard to money? If you absolutely believe these things to be true, what would you do differently from what you are doing today? Your beliefs are always manifested in your words and actions. Make sure that everything you say and do from now on is consistent with the beliefs that you want to have and the person that you want to become. In time, you will replace more and more of your self-limiting beliefs with life-enhancing beliefs. Over time, you will completely reprogram yourself for success. When this occurs, the transformation that takes place in your outer life will amaze you and all the people around you.
Persistence is self-discipline in action. Your ability to persist in the face of all setbacks and temporary failures is essential to success in life. Napoleon Hill said, "Persistence is to the character of man as carbon is to steel. The primary reason for success is persistence. And, likewise, the primary reason for failure is lack of persistence." quitting too soon. There is a direct link between self-discipline and self-esteem. Each time you discipline yourself to do what you should do, when you should do it, whether you feel like it or not, your self-esteem increases. This, why there is direct relationship between self-esteem and persistence. Each time you persist and force yourself to continue on, even when you feel like quitting, your self-esteem goes up. Each act of self-discipline strengthens every other act of self-discipline. Every act of persistence strengthens every other act of persistence. When you discipline yourself to persist over and over, you like and respect yourself more and more. You become stronger and more confident. Eventually, you become unstoppable. Persistence is its own reward. Every time you force yourself to persist on a task, whether it is large or small, you feel happier and better about yourself. When you go the extra mile and do more than you are paid for or more than is expected, your self-esteem goes up. You feel more powerful and in greater control of your life. In your career, when you go the extra mile, you put yourself on the side of the angels. The primary difference between winners and losers in life is simple. Winners never quit, and quitters never win. You can increase your ability to persist by talking to yourself positively. Say these words: I am unstoppable. Before you begin any major undertaking, pre-program yourself by telling yourself, I never give up. Before you can achieve anything worthwhile in life, you have to pass the persistence test. This is usually a snap quiz sprung on you unexpectedly with no warning. You suddenly face a major setback, problem, temporary failure, or even a complete disaster. When this happens, remind yourself that this is the testing time. This is when you demonstrate what you are really made of. This is when you show yourself and others the strength of your character and your true determination to succeed. Your ability to respond effectively to setbacks, your level of response, ability, is the measure of your readiness to succeed. When you experience a major setback or problem, you will feel temporarily stunned. This feeling is very much like a punch in the emotional solar plexus. You will be stopped for a few seconds or a few minutes. During this period, you will often feel discouraged or experience self-pity. You will say, why me? However, it is not how far you fall that counts, but rather how high you bounce. Your aim is to bounce back as quickly as possible. Resilience in the face of unexpected reversals is vital to long-term success. Remember the warrior's creed. I will lay me down to bleed a while, and then rise and fight again. Don't be surprised, shocked, or set back when things go wrong. Your best laid plans will often fall apart. Instead, expect disappointments and setbacks as a part of life. Take a deep breath, pick up the pieces, and continue onward.